When Sean Perry's father Wynn Perry was admitted to Caribou Memorial Hospital in January, she expected it to be like the times he'd been there before. "He was a frequent flyer in the hospital," said Sean, adding each time after a hospital stay, her father had rebounded for 2 to 3 months. During his previous stays, they had no issues with the care he received. "Eventually we knew we were going to lose my dad," she said, "but this time, the stay at the hospital was different, including his discharge, only days before his death." Wynn was admitted to the hospital this time with pneumonia and had stage 4 kidney failure, but had until then, been able to do everything himself. The 85-year-old was also legally blind, but could feed himself once he was shown the food and utensils were put in his hands. "He fought to the end to be independent," said his wife Pam Perry. Despite being somewhat capable though, Sean said her father did not receive adequate care in his final stay at the hospital, and she lost faith in the system her father Wynn so strongly believed in, after his career as a male nurse for nearly 4 decades. "He still believed in a system that let him down," said Sean. Though he was blind and weak and his movements were slow due to his failing kidneys, Sean said her dad's mind was sharp, yet she saw him decline during his nearly 3-week stay in the hospital. "The things he was subjected to were just horrible," said Sean. She described arriving to visit and finding her father in his own feces, or left with his food tray out of reach and him not aware it was there. Sean and Pam said Wynn lost 34 pounds during his last stay in the hospital, even though Sean and her mom Pam were going every day. Sean said she asked the nurses to write on his board he was blind so staff would know he needed help to find his food so he could eat. Despite the challenges, initially, Sean said the family tried to make do and not to complain. "My dad was the easiest going person," she said. But Sean said she and her mom continued arriving to new concerns. They would find garbage cans with dirty human diapers placed right next to her dad's bed. He was having nosebleeds due to blood thinners, leaving his bedding and clothing spotted with blood. "The final straw for me was the blood in the oxygen mask," said Sean, who arrived to find her father with blood all over his face. In addition, Sean said her father asked for a shower throughout his stay as he was a fastidious man about personal hygiene. Her father only received one shower until the day he was discharged, when he finally received a second shower. But Sean and Pam said they were not told anything other than, "He's good to go." When Pam arrived the morning he was discharged with no notice, despite Pam seeking out the doctor and asking if there were any instructions for his release. 2 days later, they said they called paramedics when her father worsened once again. When they arrived, the paramedics reportedly told them Wynn may not last much longer and transporting him to the hospital may not be good either. Wynn also begged not to go back to the hospital, which Sean attributed to the conditions during his final stay. Surprised Wynn was in his final stages, the two women said when they asked for palliative care support to help keep Wynn comfortable, they were told this was not available to them because there was no directive from a physician. Wynn Perry died at home on Family Day, February 19, at 6:20 a.m. When the ambulance arrived to take Wynn's body away, there was yet one more frustration for the family. Without a family physician or a coroner to sign the death certificate, the ambulance took the body to the morgue, where Wynn's remains sat at the hospital. Sean said they had to wait 4 days to finally have his remains released to the funeral home. "That is the last place my dad wanted to be," said Sean, with tears in her eyes. "When your heart is aching, it would be nice if things went smoother," she said of this final challenge. Karen Cooper, Executive Director, Clinical Operations, Caribou, South Caribou for Interior Health, said quality of care is a priority at Caribou Memorial Hospital and Interior Health, and they welcome the opportunity to work with the family to address their concerns. "First and foremost, I want to extend my condolences to this family at the passing of their loved one," said Cooper. "We recognize this is a difficult and stressful time for them, and we appreciate them bringing their concerns to our attention. Cooper went on to note how about 80% of the permanent positions for the inpatient unit at Caribou Memorial Hospital are currently filled. She said this is similar to other regional facilities as Interior Health is working on targeted recruitment for Williams Lake. This story comes only shortly after a similar story was brought to light in March in the BC legislature by Caribou Chilcotin MLA Lorne Dorkson, who shared the story of the late Lee Butler. Read more. MLA calls out conditions at Caribou Memorial Hospital. Butler also faced similar challenges according to his family. His daughter Sheila Butler reported coming to visit him every day and at one point finding him trying to hold himself up out of his own waist. Both Butler and Sean Perry said they wanted to bring their concerns to light because while their fathers were in the hospital, they were able to be there helping them, but many other patients did not have this support. Patients and their family members can email pcqo@interiorhealth.ca or call 1-877-442-2001 to submit their concerns to the Patient Care Quality Office for formal review. Read more. Caribou Chilcotin MLA Dorkson calls situation at CMHA crisis, demands government action. Don't miss out on reading the latest local, provincial and national news offered at the Williams Lake Tribune. Sign up for our free newsletter here.